Chapter 3 An Opportunity for Pip. I always knew I would be apprenticed to Joe as soon as I was old enough, and so I used to spend most of the day helping him in the forge. However, I also attended the village evening school, which was organized by an ancient relation of Mr. Wopsle's. Her teaching mostly consisted of falling asleep while we children fought each other. But Mr. Wopsle's young cousin, Biddy, tried to keep us under control and teach us to read, write and count. Mr. Wopsle examined us every 3 months. In fact, he did not ask us any questions at all, but read aloud from Shakespeare, waving his arms dramatically and enjoying the sound of his own voice. One night, about a year after the escaped convicts had been caught, I was sitting by the kitchen fire, writing a letter to Joe. I didn't need to, because he was sitting right next to me, but I wanted to practice my writing. After an hour or two of hard work, I passed a letter to him. "My dear Joe, I hope you are well. Soon I can teach you what I have learnt. What fun, Joe! Love, Pip."
"Pip, old boy," cried Joe, opening his kind blue eyes very wide. "What a lot you've learnt. Here's a J and an O. That's for Joe, isn't it, Pip?"